I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Steve Ahern, the acting 2SER station manager, but also the managing director of Ahern Media and Training. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Hi, Mitch. I'm doing well.
Now, World Radio Day is tomorrow, and I wanted to have you in the studio to ask you these questions because you've been around a radio for a long, long time, responsible for training in radio and other media right across the globe. Many have said for decades that radio is dying off, but why is it still here and how important is it today, do you think?
I don't think it's dying off. I think definitely radio's evolving and we can see the changes in technology. They're obvious. Radio is no longer just delivered by a radio transmitter to a radio set. It can come into phones and computers and whatever. But what's the crux of radio? The crux is great people communicating with listeners via the audio medium, connecting them with fabulous music or interesting ideas. And why hasn't it died out? Because people need this. They need it in an audio form. You can consume audio while you're doing other things. You can vacuum the house with your headphones on. You can be jogging. You can't do that with television or with a computer. Mobile phones, of course, are challenging that, and the screens that we have in our pockets now are with us. But radio as an audio medium is something that can just be with us anytime. There'll be people this morning driving into work, sitting in their car, the only person in the car, but here are we chatting to them as though we were their friend sitting next to them in the front seat on their way to work. You know, this is happening all over cities, all over the world. Radio is a friend, it's a companion, it keeps you company. You can do other things while you're consuming radio. And I think that's why radio has been a lasting medium in the face of such amazing technological change.
All right. And what about, talking about in Australia, radio is just one of the many different mediums people can consume and interact with. But what about in other parts of the world? How big a role does radio play there?
Yeah, well, this is a big thing that I've found in my work. I do international work in radio and media all over the world. And in a city like this in Sydney and a developed country like Australia, radio is just one thing in the media mix. And we kind of take it for granted. But if you go to less developed countries, radio is the primary medium of information, connection, and entertainment. And I'm thinking of countries in Africa where I've worked, throughout Asia, the less developed countries of the Middle East, the emerging former Soviet states, all of those. Radio is having a resurgence. It's powerful and it's the primary medium where you may not have power to power your television set. You know, I work in countries where a generator runs power for essential things during the day. It costs $1,000 a month for generator fuel. So you don't waste electricity when you're paying that amount. Mm. The generator will go off and there is no power to plug a television set in the evening. But radio has very low power consumption. It's easy to get radio devices and people sit around in their villages and listen to the radio at night.
Let's talk about journalism, which is a huge part of radio as well. Like, obviously, Australia is quite a safe place to practice journalism, but it's not the case in other parts of the globe as well.
You're right. I do work with a couple of radio stations in Afghanistan, and it's a risky business. Journalists have been killed for stories that they've written, and it's a very interesting and frightening experience to be a working journalist in a station, in stations like that. Let me give you a couple of examples. Within a week, the Taliban or Daesh, ISIS, will have your phone number if you're a working journalist, and they will call you if they don't like a story. And the funny thing is sometimes they want you to cover them. So it's not that they don't want you to cover them. They actually want you to cover them and they want you to put their angle on the story. And as a journalist, if you do a radio report that their angle is not in, they will call you sometime that week It'll be a disembodied voice from an anonymous phone, and they will say, you are so-and-so, you live at such-and-such, you have a wife and three children, we know where you are. And, you know, there's a subtle threat. Many journalists are not afraid for their own safety, but when your family is threatened, you think twice about it. So it is a dangerous business. I know of journalists who have been wounded, who have certainly been bashed up, and not just by extremists, but by government ministers and government minders as well, because they didn't toe the line. So radio journalism is a very dangerous craft in places like Afghanistan.
You mentioned iRadio in South Sudan, but you've been to a lot of different countries. Do you have some favourite maybe shows or stations that you've worked with over the past?
In India, I like a network called Red FM, where radio is having a resurgence, because in the past, radio was mainly All India Radio, the government broadcaster. But now they've opened up hundreds of new commercial radio stations, and business is booming, money's there. When you get commercial radio, it's exciting. So one of the networks I like is Red FM, and their slogan in Hindi is Bajate Rahao. And it means, I guess we would translate it to Australian as taking the piss. They're really a cheeky radio station, and they've upset people, but they've done it in such a funny way. They've brought the kind of irreverent radio that we take for granted here to a very conservative market, and they have livened up the radio market in a country where television had become dominant and radio was seen as a little bit boring. Other stations, I mentioned iRadio, and I really have a soft spot for that. That's in Juba, so South Sudan, the world's newest country. There is a group of people there who were broadcasting radio from outside the country before the country got its sovereignty, and then they moved into the country. They set up a radio station, and they're very good journalists and reporters. In fact, a voice that we hear on 2SER from time to time, Murray Olds, he was over there for a time working with them, training them as journalists. But it's also a station that's playing music, and African music just gets in your blood. You know, you cannot help but dance to African music. It just gets inside you.
All right, Steve, thanks so much, and happy World Radio Day to you.
Thanks, Mitch, and happy World Radio to you and the listeners.